Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Zayin. Again, it is a lot to talk about today. Let's see what we could fit in. We are still on Ayin Vav Mabez. We just did the Mishnah. So the Mishnah described to us the second Mishnah, the third Mishnah in the Perek, in Perek Ha'arel, relating to other psulim. Remember, the Shiurim for the month of Kislev are sponsored by the Kubietzki family in honor of Jonah Kubietzki's reaching for us Shmonim. And we wish him Mazel Tov and Admei Ve'esrim. Okay, so we are on Ayin Vav Amabeis. So the Mishnah tells us that Ammon and Moab are usher to marry in. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Kisei, Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavi Bekal Hashem, Gam Dara Siri, they're usher forever. So that is what the Mishnah tells us, but the Mishnah tells us that the women are included. The Torah gives us one phrase, Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavi Bekal Hashem. The Rambam counts it as one Lo Sasei. Ammon and Moab are included in one. Lo Sasei Nun Gimel, the Rambam says, Shehisiranu Mehischatein Bezichrei Ammon Moav Levad. Even if they convert, right? That's the Isser. Even if they convert, they're not allowed, you're not allowed to marry them. Ad olam. Somebody violates this law, one gets Malkus. Is it only after a marriage and then Bia, or is it just Bia? Another discussion between the Rambam and the other Nosi Kalim, but that is the Rambam Shita. The Ramban in the Shurashim in Shoresh Tishii argues on the Rambam. Shoresh Tishi, that is where the Rambam categorizes different Isurim, what is included in, how do you break them up? We know the Rambam's 13 principles, 14 principles of the Shrushim, how do you count mitzvos? The Rambam there in Shoresh Tishi starts off by wondering, Hashoresh Hatashi, Shein Ra'oi Limnos Halavin Vaha'asei, Aval Hadvarim Shemuzhar Mehem Vahamitsuba Bahem. You don't go by numbers of Los Aseis listed explicitly or mitzvos. Right? There are, says the Rambam, you go by the content. And that's where the Rambam has his four categories of mitzvos. He calls it, the Rambam says, Deos, Peulos, Midos, and Dibor. It's a very crucial Rambam, beginning of Shoresh Tishi. Number one, he says, there are mitzvos that are part of Deos, that he calls, what we would call Emuna. Emuna, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avodah Zara, that's category one. Number two is Maisa mitzvos, Hakravas Karbanos, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Tfilin, Vechulu. Number three are Midos categories. He says, Tztaka, V'yaflarecha Kamocha, Nekama, and Netira, and Sina, and Los Amal Adam Riecha, he puts there. That's three. And four are Dibor, Tfila, Vidui, and Lashon Hara, Rechilus, four categories of mitzvah. So in there, he talks about many, many mitzvahs, and the Ramban argues on a bunch of them. So this is one of them. The Ramban argues and says, Ammon and Moab should be two losaseis. It's two separate nations. Somebody lives with an Ammonite and a Moabite. If an Ammon and Moab person, a woman, lives with an Ammonite and then a Moabite, she should get two sets of malchus. Not just once. That's machlokas. How many averis are counted here in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says they're usher forever, and they're the females of the nation are mutimiyad. Mitzri and Adomi, which Bezeshem we'll talk about more later. They're only usher until three generations, as the Torah tells us. Banim ashi yivoldu lam dar shlishi yavo lam bekal Hashem. So the third generation is allowed to marry in men and women of the same halacha for Mitzri and Adomi. Reb Shimon argued. Reb Shimon said, no, the women are vaday mutaris immediately. If by Ammon and Moab, where it's a eternal iser, the women are mutar right away. So surely Mitzri and Adomi, and end of the Mishnah is somewhat unclear. We'll have to see in the Gemara what the Mishnah means. They said, if it's a halacha, we'll accept it, but if not, we have a kasha on your svara, and he says it is a halacha. Okay, so we'll have to get back to that conversation. Says the Gemara now, Ayin Vav Amabes, Mino Animili, Amar Yochanan, Da Amar Kra, Ukir Os Shaul Es Da. How do you know? How do you know what? How do you know that it's only the men and not the women? So here's the story. Amar Yochanan Da Amar Kra, Ukir Os Shaul Es David Yotzei Legras HaPlishti, when Shaul was on his way out, when Shaul saw David on his way out to go fight Goliath, Amar al Avner, Saratzava ben mi zehanar, Avner, who is that boy? Who is that young man on the battlefield? Vayomar Avner, Chai nafshecha ha-melachim yadati, I have no idea. I don't know, he didn't know. Shaul asked who he was. So he asked the Gemara, v'lo yadalei, what, Shaul didn't know who he was? He knew who he was already, vaksiv. Vayehavehu ma'od, vayehilo nosei kelim. David was the nosei kelim of Shaul, he used to play the harp for him. So Shaul knew who he was. So what kind of question was he asking Avner? Ela a'avua kamashel. He was asking about his father. He was asking, like, who is his father? Where does he come from? So the Gemara says, Va'aviv lo yadalei. Another, he didn't know who Yishai was. Va'aksiv, Va'ish b'yimei Sha'ul zakein ba ba'anashim. The man at the time of Sha'ul came with men. V'yamar Ravi temer Rabbi Abba, ze Yishai avi David. This is referring to Yishai, David's father. Yishai, one of the four people who never sinned. Yishai avi David. Shin nichnas b'chlusya, v'yotza b'chlusya. He always had multitudes with him. Multitudes. He was a very famous man. So what do you mean? He's asking, oh, who's his father? He knows who Yishai was. So, Hachi Ka'amar. This is really the question that he was asking Avner. Sha'ul, go find Hachi Ka'amar Sha'ul. I peretz asi, I mizerech asi. I know he comes all the way up. He comes from Rus, and he goes back to Moab, right? And the question is, I'm asking, out of the sons born way back in Sefer Bereishis, is he from Peretz? Is he from Zerach? Right, the two sons born together. So Imi Peretz, why? Why does he care? Which one? Which lineage is he from? Imi Peretz Asi Malkahavi. If he's coming from Peretz, if he came from Peretz, they know he's going to eventually be the king. Shamelech Poretz Lasos Derech Eimemachin Biyado. Because Peretz is allusion of Poretz, he could break through. The Mishnah tells us in the second Perek in Sanhedrin, a king could break through the walls and build a road to get to his property. Nobody could go against him. Right, Machlokas there, whether what it call everything that says in Parshas Amelech is a Melech Mutter Bo or not. So let's assume that it's Mutter. It's not just a threat that Shmuel made in Sefer Shmuel, but it's really true. So he could do whatever he wants. So if he comes from Peretz, I know he's going to be the king. If he comes from Zerach, Chashiva Ba'al Mahavi. I know he's just going to be Chashiv. What, so is this a word game? He comes from Peretz, he comes from Zerach. So it's an unbelievable pshat that the Gaon Yaakov quotes. On the Ein Yaakov, he quotes the Gaon Yaakov quotes this. He says, V'inyin Pele, Heich Toli HaMalucha B'imi Peretz Asi, V'chishma Garim, Shamelach Peretz. Something about the name? So he says, no. He says, Chazal tell us in Meseches Yoma, the Chizkuni quotes this in Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Chazal tell us in Yoma that the greatest leaders that we have are those that have something to hide, so to speak. Kupa shal shratzim tluyin lo me'achoref. The Gemara says in Yuma, why did Shaul's malchus not last and David's malchus lasted? Because Shaul had nothing to hide. Shaul had pure lineage. And therefore, you know, maybe it went to his head, whatever you want to say. Shema yezuach daito. But David, sheba mi kupa shal shratzim. Hayinu sheba mi mo'av. V'chein kol malchus Yehuda. Nivchar heyos ba mi tamar. Kimavur b'medrish. V'kupa shal shratzim. Look at David's lineage. Yud and Tamar, Lod and his daughters, right? Look at all this. So that's a Kupa Shel Shratzim. That's why David and Melech's lineage lasted. That's why Yehuda was Nivchal Malchus. So now, says the Gaon Yaakov, Asarach Lahavin, Mazu Apakam, Hayaledas Tamar. What was the problem with the Tamar and Yehuda? Chodem Matan Torah, it was before Matan Torah, and this was the mitzvah, as the Ramban discusses, in Vayeshev of Yibam. Yibam wasn't only by the brother-in-law then, it was by any close relative. We know this from Yehuda, we know this from Rus. Ikar mitzvahs Yibam, noheg ba'avi ha-meis. Rak achar matan Torah, nischat sha'alacha, shia me'achi ha-meis. Kimavur baram ban la-Torah. It says, unbelievable, originally the Ikar was the father of the dead boy, not the brother of the dead boy. Im Kain, so what was the problem? We say, oh, it's Kupa Shal Shratzim. What was the problem? Ha'ibid Yisua Yehuda. V'tamar adarab, anasa mitzvah rabba Yibam. He says, oh, but we learned earlier, Meseches Yevamos, that only be a Rishona is the mitzvah of Yibam. That's where it goes there, even though we should say Atzidok Alosa say by Chayvei Lavin. We say the mitzvah of Yibam is Docha, only by be a Rishona. So that's what he was asking. Says, when it's afterward, there's no more mitzvah. So, first Kimu HaTiviyim delayed up. So what was Shaul asking then? If he came from Peretz, did he come from the first Bia or the second Bia? Peretz was born from the second Bia, which was born from the first Bia, right? He was Poret. He came out first, but according to Chazal, quotes the Gaon Yaakov, that means the Bia was second, because when, right, like the pipe, it goes in first, it comes out second. That's what Chazal at least felt. First Kimu Ativim delayed us to Omim, like what Chazal say by Yaakov and Esavus also. Hu Vadai Mishte Bios, Vine Bia Rishona, Vadai Deles Be Pikpuk v'kula kedusha. The first Bia that Yehuda had with Tamar, fine. That was already the Yibam. But the second Bia, Aval, assuming that there were two kochos shel Bia that he had, Aval Bia shnia yeshash pgam, tekvar kiyem mitzvah Yibam, va'osa lahana aso ba'avera. That's why Shaul was asking. If it was from Peres, that's Bia Shnia. And if it's Bia Shnia, so then there is something to hide. Kupa Shal Shratzim, and then I have to be nervous that he's going to be the king. And that's why he says the Kohen Yaakov is not just a word game, but it has to do with a lot more behind the scenes. But Shaul was asking whether he has what it takes to be the king or not. Okay, let's continue. So that was the question that was asked, Peretz or Zerah. So what happens? Says the Gemara, my taima omar le sha'al ale. Why did he ask him to ask about him? What was Shaul? As if Shaul was bothered. He saw something, he felt something. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vayal be Shaul as David Madov. Kemidaso. It says Shaul put on his own uniform onto David, and kemida so, and it's that it was his mida. Uksiv be b'shol b'shachbo v'malak v'o mikol adam. Shaul was very tall. He was much a different size than David, and yet it fit him. The madav, the clothing fit him. Says Rashi in Shmuel Aleph on this pasuk, nefchu lihios kemidas David misha nimshach b'shemen amishcha. Once he was anointed by Shmuel, then the king's clothes fit him. Af shayu shel Shaul, shayu gavoa, mikol adam, mishichmo v'malav, akivin shirashol kain. Once Shaul saw this, he's like, what is going on here? Hichnis bo ayin hara v'hirgish David bedavar. He felt something, he knew something, and all of a sudden, this was the beginning of the end, so to speak, that for the next couple of prakim, all in Shmuel Aleph, Shaul was going to be chasing David, trying to kill him. So Shaul here already, something, a seed is planted, he sees his clothing shrink to the size of David, he says something is happening here. So Amar le doe ko adomi ad sha'ata mashil olav im hagun hula malchusim lav sha'ov im roi sha'al olav im roi lavo bakalam lav. Before you ask if he gave it the king, why says Doeg, known as the Malshin, known as the Ba'al Lashin Hara, why don't you ask if he's roi to marry in or not? Forget whether he could be king. Maybe he can't even marry in. So what's the answer to Doeg's issue? My time. What was the issue? The Kazi Mirsa or Moavia. Doeg says he comes from Rus, and therefore maybe he can't even be a Jew, marry into the Kahal, let alone being the king. So Amalei Avner. Avner stands up for him. Says, what do you mean, Tanina? Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. We have a brisa that goes back generations, right? Amoni v'lo Amonis, we darshan. Only the men are excluded, and not the women. And Rus obviously is a Moavia. Elameata, Mamzer v'lo Mamzeres. Says Doeg, what do you mean? All these surim are only the men, and not the women? She should say Mamzeres is mother, and that's not true. Answers Avner, no, Mamzer ksiv, Mumzar. Mamzer means mumzar, a strange mum, the Ritva says, so focus on the parents. The parents did a terrible avera, that's mumzar, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference if the child is a boy or a girl. Mashenk ain't here? Mitzri, so ask the Doeg, Mitzri below Mitzris, what about Mitzri and not a Mitzris? So why don't you say that one's only the men and the women? So Avner says no. Shiny hacha, here's a reason why the women are allowed in. To mefarish time at the crop, al asher lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. The reason that they can't marry in is because they didn't bring you out bread and water when you were in the desert. Darko shel ish lekadem, velo darko shel ish lekadem. Who should have brought us out and been nice to us? The men, they're the derech to be out. But the women are not, velo darko shel ish lekadem, so it's not their fault. Hayalaham says, Doeg, 1 minute. Hayalaham lekadem anashim likras anashim, venashim likras nashim. What do you mean? The women could have brought out to the women, and the men to the men. Ishtik, so Avner does not have an answer to that question, so we'll have to see what the continuation is. 2 points, first of all. Number one, the Ramban. The Ramban on that pasuk in Dvarim. The Ramban says that pasuk, this source, Lokidnu Eschem Alechem Amayim, is the source for the concept of Hakaras HaTov. Again, a lot of sources. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu not being able to hit the water and hit the ground because it protected him. But this, the Ramban says, here's a pasuk. The Ramban says right here, that the source for the concept of Hakaras HaTov is based on the fact that Ammon and Moab are not allowed to marry in because they are Kfuyei Tova. They should have at least had the basic Hakara of what Avram Avinu did, right? They're Alta, Alta, Alta Zeda with Lot and his daughters. And Avram saved them. It says, V'ilu bo sham, v'ilu mafurish, l'bo klal beretz edom v'lo beretz Moab. V'ilu bo sham hayu mochur lechem amayim. The Bnei Israel did not go into the land of Edom and Moab. If they would have gone in, they would have bought. Ki ena minag lenosim rishus lamatzav alavar bartzosh li mochalam lechem amayim. V'hanirali, says the Ramban. Ki akasev hirchik shnei ha'achim ha'elu, the pasuk, the Torah, is marchik, distances these two achim. Shehayu gemulei chesed me Avraham. Shehitzil avihem ve'ima min acherev ashvi. Avram saved their forefathers. U'bizchuso shalcham Hashem mitoch ha'afecha. And only bizchuso, bizchus Avraham, their forefathers were saved. Vayu chayavin la'asos tovim Yisrael. Ve'heim asui mahem ra. And they just were paid back bad. Two things. Number one, as the Torah says, Slachar ala bilam ben ba'or, v'him ha-mo'afim, v'lecha lo kadam oso b'lecha b'mayim, kasher karvu la-mulo, as the Pasuk says, and that is something that is inexcusable, right? Hakaras HaTov is a basic Jewish midah, and if they don't have it, you can't marry in. Number one, a hashkafic Musar thought. But there's another interesting thought I saw a number of Achronim point out, based on a Chassam Sofer. Not exactly a Chassam Sofer, but they give an answer. And that is, what did they say? They didn't bring you food. They didn't bring you bread and water. Mashma clearly from here that if they would have brought us bread and water, we would have been able to eat it. So, one second. There's a famous Taz, the Taz in three different places, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Yoredeya also, says that if the Torah says something is mutter, Chazal do not have the power to say it's usser. Right? They can't usser something in favor, that's mefurish leheter. Like blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even though you can't blow music instruments on Shabbos or Yantif, Chazal can't say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. They can say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, because that's not wiping out the mitzvah totally. But they can't wipe out the mitzvah if the Torah says they can't wipe out something that's mefurish leheter in the Torah. So, and like Mila b'Shabbos, so the question is, ask the Chassam Sofer in Yoredeya, Simin Kuftes, the Chassam Sofer was asked, so what about Chazal Aser taking ribbis from a guy? The Torah says it's mutter to take ribbis from a guy. How can the Chazal Aser, according to the Taz? Or, we'll ask here, Pas Akum. Chazal tried to aser pas akum. We know it doesn't have the same teeth anymore, but the gzeira in Avodah Zarah was the same thing. Bishol, pas, right? For all different reasons. So how could they have aser that? Says the Chassam Sofer, Yisod Gadol. Yoredeya Chelik, right? Yoredeya Simin Kuf Tes, 109. So he's not talking there about the Lechem Akum. Pasako, but he's talking about the Isser of Ribbis. He says, Devadai, im hayu osrim likach ribbis minachri, meitam geder v'syog shel Isser Ribbis. If the Chazal would have just made it stam as a gzeira, you can't do A because you might come to B. Shlolovo likach v'yisrael, that would be a problem of violating the Taz's rule. Right, if the Torah says something is for sure mutter, not just implicitly. The Torah also only asers meat and milk. Chazal aser chicken and milk. But the Torah doesn't say chicken and milk is mutter, so it's not the same thing. But here the Torah says, v'nachri tashich. And here, Chazal answered it. So if Chazal did it, Alza Siyag, Gzira, you might come. So you can't do that. The Torah says it's mutter. Shekasa v'hadei bimkoma lanachri tashich. But Chazal, why'd they do it? They had a larger kavana here. Chazal lo mitam ze asruhu. Ela, what they do? They just expanded the definition of the Isser of the Torah. Also Tosefes. They included it in another Isser, where the Torah says, don't be like them, don't follow what the Toevos that they do. So this is included in that, because this is a Toeva that they do, and if you do this, it's more of a general keeping somebody as a Shomer Torah mitzvos. If you Aser, and Chazal said, if you can't take ribbis from a Jew, but you can only take ribbis from a non-Jew, then everybody's going to go there and do business and learn from them. So Chazal had to make equal the playing field in this regard. They didn't always make equal the playing field, right? Like collecting a loan after Shemitah. Chazal didn't make a din that you're not allowed to collect it from a non-Jew. Like you're not allowed to collect it from a Jew. But here they did because they felt it would be included in Lo Silma Lasos Ketoavos Hagayim Hahim. So there are certain exceptions that the Taz would agree to if it's part of a larger keeping the Jewish religion together and with integrity. Okay, so the Gemara says that Avner said to Doeg, so the reason, specifically, the women shouldn't have had to come out. Lo kidmu eschem. So Doeg says, what do you mean? They should have come out to give to the women. No answer given. So, three lines to the bottom. Miyad. Vayomer emelech sha'alata ben mi ze ha'elem. Right? So that's why he asks, what is going on here? What is You know, there's no answer, and we have to know what the status of David is. That's why he says to Avner, go ask about this Elam. Elam means a young man. Hasam kari le nar hacha kari le Elam. Why does the word change? One time the pasuk uses na'ar, one time Elam. Hachi ka'amar le. So it's really an illusion. Elam means nis'alma. Halacha, nis'alma mimcha. Avner, you must have forgotten the halacha. Tzei v'shal b'beis ha-medrash. Go ask in the beis ha-medrash what the halacha is. So he went to ask. Amrulo, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moav v'lo Moavis. So what they do? They told them this din. They told them only the men and not the women. Akshulu doeg kol hani kushyasa doeg. Was a big talmud chacham. He asked them all these kashes and ishtiku. Everyone in the base medrash was quiet. They didn't have an answer. Unbelievable! What's going to happen here? Nobody knows. Everything is lying in the balance. David HaMelech is on the battlefield. Shaul is going to offer his daughter to anyone who defeats Goliath, and everything is what's the halacha? We don't know what David HaMelech is, whether he's going to be able to be saved halachically. So boy lachruzi ole, they wanted to be machruz on him that he is excluded. So miyad, all of a sudden, V'amasa saves the day. V'amasa ben ish ushmo Yisra. Amasa, the son of a man whose name was Yisra HaYisraeli, Asher Ba El Avigal Basnachash, who came to Avigal Basnachash, Avigal, not Avigail, different person, a different woman, Avigal Basnachash, Nachash, according to Chazal, is Yishai. So Avigal Basnachash is a daughter, it's a sister of David. Why is he called Yishai? Why is he called a Nachash? Because he's one of the four people who only died Be'ityo Shel Nachash. He didn't sin, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Baba Basra. Viksiv Yeser HaYishmaeli. One pasuk calls him Yisra HaYisraeli, the Israelite, and one calls him Yeser, the Arab, Yishmaelite. So what is going on here? So Amarava Melame Shachagar Charboki Yishmael. What does it mean that Amasa got up and drew his sword out like a Yishmael? The Amar Kamishin Hashemei Halacha Zu Yitaka Becherif. Whoever doesn't listen to me gets stabbed. Kach Mekubalni Mebeis Dino Shal Shmuel Haramasi. I have the Misora from the Bezin of Shmuel. Amoni Vlo Amonis Moavi Vlo Moavis. End of conversation. Says Amasa, Doe, get out. This is the halacha. Two questions. Number one, what did he add? They said that before, and Doeg knocked on them. And then he said, no, this is the Kabbalah. So, says the Ben Yehoyada, and says the Brisker Rav, both. Says the Ben Yehoyada first, on our Gemara, he says, up till now, they were saying that din, also drasha. They were saying there was a drasha, they make the drasha using their midos ha-Torah nidreshes bahen. But Doeg says, I could use my midos and my svara to counter, and to undermine it. So, they didn't have an answer. Comes along Amasa and says, this is not based on a drasha or one's own logic, one's own Yud Gimel Midos. This is a Kabbalah that we have going back to the Besen of Shmuel Hanavi. Hey, Mamru Kein Api Asvara B'Shikol Daita. V'lo Hayi Lahem Kabbalah B'Kach. They didn't have a Kabbalah. Aval Yisra Yisraeli. Amar Kach Mekubani Alacha Zu B'lo Tam. V'ala Kabbalah Ein La'ar Er Machmas Eza Tain of Akushya. Sometimes you have kashes, but this is the Misora. This is the Kabbalah, and you can't argue. Imkin Bat Latain is Doeg. Kiven De Yatza Ha'alacha Mishmuel. U'bezdin B'Stam B'lo Tam. So that's the Ben Yoyada's version. If you look in the Brisker Rav, in the little safer Griz on Chumash, in the back, there is three thoughts on Rus, on Megillas Rus. So the second one, discussing the Pasik, when Ploni Almoni says, I don't want to be Goel, I don't want to take Rus. Pen Ashchis es Nachalasi. Why? Maybe I will destroy my Nachala, my future. Rashi there says, Zari, Pegam Bizari. Vita'a, Rashi says in Rus, Ba Almoni Velo Almonis, he made the mistake. In Almoni Velo Almonis, Boavi Velo Moavis. Ask the Brisker Rav, why was he only worried about his children? And not about himself. What do you mean? He's marrying an Ammonis or a Moavis. He should say, I don't want to do it because that was his mistake. So he quotes our Gemara and he says the same exact idea. That's what Amasa felt. But Ploni Almoni's mistake was that he thought it was just still a drasha. And therefore, in the future, he said, right now, fine, I can marry her. And that's why he wasn't worried about himself. But in the future, maybe they're going to undo that drasha. Even the women are going to be excluded. And then my children are going to be psulim, lavo bakol, because they're going to be from Ammon and Moav. That's what he was worried about. But he made a mistake. Amasa says it's a Kabbalah. It's not just a drasha that you might change at any moment. Like the Rambam says, a later Bezdin could undo the decision of an earlier Bezdin. It says no, it's a bona fide Kabbalah. and therefore unchanging. Aval iser enkan shari husuka la halacha achshav amoni velo amonis v'tausa shala goel hayshalo yada shalach moshe b'sina hidam ovis damo ovis muteris v'yefshal l'shum bezin lachol kalze. So that's the Ben Yoyada and the Griz both saying that was the chiddush that was said. Kach mukubal nivi beis dino shal shumol haramasi. Fine. The other interesting ha'ara is that why did the Bible say that he was charev acharbo ki Yishmael? We usually think of Esav, right? Hakoko Yaakov, Eidami de Esav, al charbo chatichya. Esav is the one that's charev, not Yishmael. Why is it stated here? Says the Aruch Laner, a very fascinating suggestion. He says, the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, who wrote every one of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. And the Gemara says, in the end of the first paragraph of Baba Basra, who wrote Divrei Hayamim? Divrei Hayamim was written by Ezra. By Ezra. What happened in the time of Ezra? That is when Yishmael killed Gedaliah. Right? Gedaliah ben Achikam, Tzom Gedaliah. So suggests the Aruch Laner, during that generation, it must be that everybody who was a murderer by the sword was called Yishmael, because Yishmael at that time was the one who killed Gedaliah, the head of the Jews. Regilam ba'esahi l'chanos l'chol hori b'cherev kazeh b'shem Yishmael al shem Yishmael ben Netanya. That's what he said, and that's why Dafka Yishmael is chosen. Okay? Fascinating. Let's continue now. So, Baruch Hashem, David is saved. He can marry in. Umi mehemin. 1 second, says the Gemara. Would Amasa be believed in this case that he has that Kabbalah of Yama Rabbi Abba Marav, called Tamar Chacham Shahor Mora Halacha Uba? If any Tamar Chacham is paskening, he's a Mora Halacha. So, im kodem Maisa Amra, if he gives a psak, at a certain time, in an objective time period, where it's not needed on the scene, so Shamalon, then you listen, because you assume he's not an Ogebedover, and therefore there's no reason that he would make up a story. V'yimla, but if he's only giving a psak, because it seems like it's needed at that time, that answer, ain't Shamalon, you don't listen to him. So here, he's obviously on the side, trying to defend David, so how could you trust him? Answer, Shaini hachat ha-shmuel, ubeis dino kayam. What's the answer? No, but here, he says Shmuel and his Bezdin are Kayam. And therefore what? Rashi says, Milsa Davidi Ligluye. It's something that could easily be checked out. And therefore, there is no reason for us to be worried that he's making it up, because you could just check. Should check. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosfos here has a limit on that principle. When do we say that you're not going to limit him if it only comes up b'shas ma'isa? That's only if he's atzmo, he's an ogea b'davar. There's a reason that we think that he's going to lie. But if there's no reason, the last three lines of Tosfos, avalim ein tsrichin la'osa hora shomin lo. But if we don't need the psak, so then we would listen to him. And the Ritva even adds here that the worry isn't a worry of, oh, he's going to make up a story and he's going to lie. No, the Ritva says the issue is that because he has an ulterior motive, he's going to convince himself to give the wrong psak. Not that it's a chash sheker, but he's not going to think clearly. Chayshinon says the Ritva. What? This is a Talmud Chacham. I'm not worrying that he's going to make up a story and lie. Chayshinon shema mitok shenose venosein bahalacha kede lekayim dvarav amar bididam. He's going to estimate, and he's not going to say the correct psak. Kesover, and he'll think this is what my Rebbe meant. That's why I say it. But that's why the next line, when his Rav is Kayam, if he knows his Rebbe's there and he might come and check up on him, he's going to be very medaktik and meduyak. Not like what Rashi says, that it's a milsa davidi legluye. But he's going to paskin better because he knows his Rebbe might check up on his psak. So that's Rashi, who doesn't give any limitations. And then we have Tosfos and the Ritva. Viter, we continue. So how do we kill? We believe him, so we believe him, because Shmuel beis dino kayam. Ask the Gemara, mikol makom kasha. But lemaisa, do we answer the taina of Doeg? Toeg said before, the women should have come out to give the women bread. Right, so how do we answer that? Right, Avner was stumped. So, two answers, related. Number one, Hachi Targimu kol kavoda bas melech penima. Number one, because the principle of the kavod of a bas yisrael, of a bas melech penima, is inside, meaning the center of religious ceremonies and the center of being outside, is not for women, it's for men. Again, there's a many, many different applications of this principle, and how does it play out bisman hazeh? Right, big discussions, not for now. I'll just mention one case where it comes up in Chazal. The Ma'arava Amri, Vitamer of Yitzchak, Amar Krava, Yom Re'elav, Aye, Sarah, Ishtecha, Vagomer, they said, Hine Ba'oel. Right, so Sarah was in the tent. That is the concept, one of the sources of the concept of Tznius, for a woman, even though it's concept of sneeze for a man too. That's the concept, and that's why, no, they shouldn't have come out to the battlefield. One of the places where this comes up, of Kol Kudu Vanzach Pnime, in a halachic context, and based on one of the Rishonim, is a Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara tells us in Nazir and Dafyud Beis, if a man says to a shliach, go marry me a woman, say the Kadesh li Isha Stam, and then the shliach dies. The halacha is a man, he can't marry anybody in the world. Why? Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. You assume that he married someone out there, and any woman that you marry might be the sister of the woman that he married for you. And Itosa says even if the doesn't have any sisters, but that's the halacha. Asks the Gemara, why don't you assume that she's from the rove, called a parish, meruba parish, every person is from the rove. So the Gemara says no, because every woman usually goes back home, therefore it's kavua. And kol kavua kamechzal mechzal tami. As we mentioned these principles yesterday, that anything that is stationary, that goes back and is in a spot, is kamechzal mechzal. You view as 50-50. What are the svaras for those principles? Most assume it's exeris akasif. Kol kavua kamechzal mechzal and kol deparsh meruba parsh. Doesn't come up in the Gemara. Those are opposite principles. Something stationary you have to view as 50-50, but if it goes out of the majority, then you can view it as a majority. But the mefarish, it's not really Rashi, the mefarish on Nazir says, what do you mean a woman always goes back home? Kol kvuta bas melech penima. Right, so that's the, what is one example where you see this principle is used in the Gemara. Okay, so we continue now. Kitanoi, it's really the reason for the heter of the female Ammonites and Moabites is really machlokas tanoim. Amoni velo Ammonis, Moabi velo Moab. This divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has it as a drasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, al davar shalokin mueschem alechem of amayim, darko shal ish lekadem vechulu. Fine. Darash Rava, a few psukim related to this. My dechsev pitachta lomoseira. What we say in the Hallel, David HaMelech says, you opened up my bonds. Pitachta lomoseira. Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says in front of Hashem. Ribono shel olam. Many times we find stories in the Gemara when somebody is talking in front of Hashem, they say, the Gemara says, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then addressed to Hashem is ribono shel olam. And we find that by the Malachim a number of times, the Malachim ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. We find it in a number of places. So here too, David said to HaKadosh, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shnei Mosei Rosh Hayu Alai Patachtim, two straps that I had down that tied onto me, you opened. Rus HaMoevi HaVenamah HaAmonis. Meaning you opened, you freed these two women, what do they have in common? These two women have a Malchus in common. Rus is Ima Shel Malchus, but not Amaha Ammonit, she was the mother of Rechavim. She was the wife of Shlomo, mother of Rechavim. So these two women were the leaders of Malchus. Darash Rava, the mothers of Malchus. Darash Rava, my dechsev rabos asisa, ata Hashem Elokai, niflos secha umachshavos secha eleinu. Your niflos, your wonders and your machshavos are eleinu on us. Eli lo nemar ela eleinu. Why does it say eleinu us? Why doesn't it say Eli to me? Milamei shahaya Rechavam Yoshi b'cheko shol David. Rechavam, David's grandson, was also there. Omar lo, and he's talking about Eli v'alecha nemar shnei mikros halalu. These psukim are referring to us, meaning I'm saved because Rus is kshera to come in, and you're saved because Na'ama is kshera to come in. Right, the two women that were saved. Period. Darash Rava, next pasuk. My dechsev oz amarti hine basi b'megillah sefer kasuv alai. David says again. Every pasuk in Tehillim is David HaMelech basing himself on a certain situation in his life, some type of emotion. Every emotion. That's the magic of Tehillim. Every emotion is expressed in all throughout Sefer Tehillim, a surprise, pain, happiness, everything. That's why we use Tehillim, because David implanted into the essence of Tehillim the ability for every Jew to find what he needs to say. Azamarti, so David HaMelech says, Hinevati, I said then, I've come. B'megillah Sefer, kasuv alai. What does that mean? Amar David. David says, ani amarti atabasi. I thought that I'm in a situation right now, that I have to deal with. V'lo yadati, I didn't know, shebimegillah Sefer, kasuv alai. That in the Megillah Sefer, it's been written about me for a long time. What does that mean? The same word is used back in Breishis. Hasam ksiv hanim tsaos, hacha ksiv matzasi David avdi, b'shem en kachi mishachtiv. David thinks this is a new story, that Ruth, and it's going to lead to him, and all of a sudden now, there's a machlokas, there's a controversy whether he can marry in. No, David realizes that this has been the divine plan from many, many, many centuries back, even in the times of the Torah. The same word is used as an allusion to the fact that this is something that's going to come up later on in history. Again, and this is part of the divine plan. There's a major discussion, the Bali Machshava talk about. Similar, we had one answer already when we mentioned the Gaon Yaakov before. Why it is that David HaMelech had to have such murky roots? Melech HaMashiach, you would think if we were writing the story of Melech HaMashiach, we would be pristine, pure, family, greatest yichus. And David HaMelech, what's in David HaMelech's history? We have Boaz and Rus, we have Yehuda and Tamar, we have Lot and his daughters. All, each one could be explained, but you wouldn't think that this is what David HaMelech comes from. So that's exactly what Chazal tell us in Yuma, and that's what the Gaon Yaakov mentioned. It's the Kupa Shel Shratzim of David, and that's what made him such a great leader. He wasn't perfect, right? He sins sometimes, but he was the greatest of the kings, Malchus based David. There is a Shemi Shmuel, unbelievable Shemi Shmuel, who suggests that to be a king in Am Yisrael, to be a good, proper, successful king, you need a little Moabite blood. He says, we're going to have in a couple of days, the Gemara tells us in Daf Ayin Tes, there are shlosha simanim ish be'umazu, rachmanim b'ishanim v'gomle chasadim. There are three special simanim in this Uma. And naturally, those don't fit with a melech. A melech has to rule over, som tasim alecha melech, over fellow Jews. And therefore, if somebody is a Jew from birth, fully Jewish, so then they're not going to be a successful king, says the Shemi Shmuel. Unbelievable. And that's why you had to get a little Moabite blood into David to be able, so that he'll be able to have the proper mixture of the Shlosha Shimanim B'yesh B'umazu and the little Moabite blood in him in order to be successful. This last line also, though, this last drasha is a beautiful to think about. David HaMelech says, I think this is something new, but I realize this is all part of the divine plan. This applies to each of us, right? We all think that this is something new, that we're here, we're stuck, we're living right now. It's also all part of the divine plan. Something that happened to our great-great-great-grandparents, that affects us, right? We have no idea how everything works together, but it does, right? Could relate this to the much-quoted thought of Rav Kook. Rav Kook says in his Siddur on the Tefillah of Yom Kippur, Elokai, ad shelo notzarti, eini chadai, ve'achshav shenotzarti, ki'ilo lo notzarti. What we say on Yom Kippur, says Rav Kook, lefleit shenotzarti, before I was created, kol oso zman habilti mugbal, shemei olam, ad shenotzarti, the entire time of world history, until the second that I was born, vade lo hayadavar ba'olam shayetzarechli, I had no purpose in the world, says Rav Kook. Says I had no, there was no reason for me to be born. Right, the second before I was born, from the beginning of history, from Adam all the way until the second I was born, there was no reason for me to have been born. That's ad shelo notzarti eini chadai ki mayisi chaser b'shvil eiza tachlis v'ashlem mayisi noser. If I had a purpose, I would have been born. Hashem would have made me to be born. When somebody is born prematurely, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that that very second is when he's supposed to be born or she's supposed to be born. The ki b'shvil notzarti had also asman who os. The fact that I didn't come out. I wasn't born in the 1800s, or I wasn't born in the 1500s, that itself is a sign that I didn't have a purpose in that generation. But what do we say on Yom Kippur? I haven't fulfilled everything that I was supposed to have fulfilled, and that is our vidui. But the message of Rav Kook is clear. Okay, so that takes us through part one of the daf. Now we continue, we get back into some halacha. Amar Ula Amar Reb Yochanan. Bas ger amoni kshera l'kahuna. the daughter of a ger Ammoni is kasher l'kahuna. We know an Ammonite, a male, is not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, the daughter of a ger Ammonite is kasher l'kahuna. Who is that talking about? Rashi notes that the Havamina here is talking about where the parents did not do anything wrong. You have a ger Ammoni and a giores Ammonis. They marry each other. They converted. Their child is Jewish. Right there, that came from Ammonite blood. The child is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan has a chiddush. She is totally kshera. She can marry a kohen. Amalei Rava Bar Ula Leula Kiman. Who is that according to? Who is that according to? Right, we had the discussions earlier. I referred to it yesterday. Also, Daf Nun Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi argue the children, the descendants of Gerim, are they considered Gerim or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, it goes by the father. Ik Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar. Rabbi Yehuda says, bas ger zachar kabas chalal zachar. It goes by the father. If the father's a ger, then the daughter is considered a giores, and therefore she can't marry a kohen. So here too, the father is an Ammonite, then how could the daughter marry a kohen? It's wrong. Ik Rabbi Yossi, and if it's like Rabbi Yossi says, any Jewish parent, the child is not called a ger, pshita. Ha'amar av ger shenasa giores. If the parents are Jewish, a ger and a gioris, the daughter can marry a kohen. So ask the Gemara. Either it's, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? Either it's wrong or it's obvious. So Gemara says, and if you want to say, maybe it's for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi who says the daughter of an ager and a gioris is kshira l'kahuna, but Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a chiddush because bahanach deruuyim lavo bakal. You might have thought that Rabbi Yossi only says that by a ger and a gioris that are mutter to regular non-Jews that are not associated with any nation that is not allowed to marry in. Avol hai de'ein roi lavo bakal lo, but you might have thought that if the parents are from a nation that are not allowed to marry into the kol, Ammoni and Ammonis, Ammoni and Moavi, right, we wouldn't say that. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that even the daughter of an Ammoni and an Ammonis, right, they are, that daughter can marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, why would I have had a havamina that Rabbi Yossi is machalik? Rabbi Yossi says, gerim parents, the child is kshera l'kahuna. Why would I have thought otherwise? So the Gemara says, the yolef be kohen gadol ba'almana. I might have learned it from kohen gadol and almana. Kohen gadol to an almana creates chalala. So too, these two people create chalala. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Malach kohen gadol ba'almana, she can't be yasav avera. What do you mean? They committed an avera. Here, these two, Ammoni and Ammon didn't do an avera. So why would I have thought there's a problem? So chalal yochiach. No, says the Gemara, chalal. If you have a chalal, somebody who used to have kedushas kahuna, right? The father married a grusha, and now there's a chalal. If a chalal is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, no problem. A chalal can marry a bas Yisrael. So that relationship will prove that you don't need an aveira. A chalal marries a bas Yisrael. The daughter is a chalala, even though there was nothing wrong done. So to hear, I would have thought that she's a chalala, there's no chiddush. So ma, or it would be similar to kohen gadol ba'almana. So Gemara says, ma l'chala shekein yitziraso ba'aveira. What do you mean? A chala has some aveira associated with it. Kohen gadol ba'almana is actually the aveira, and chala also, his parents did an aveira. So kohen gadol yochiach, a kohen gadol will prove that that's not true either, because a kohen gadol creates it, even though before his parents didn't do an aveira. So v'chazar adin lo roizek roizev lo roizek roizev. The Gemara says each one of these is not a mucker by itself, but as a team, kohen gadol ba'almana and chalal could be a model. Hatzad hashava shebahen she'eino baruf kal. These are isurim that don't apply to everyone in the world. Ubito psula, but their child, the daughter, is pasul l'kahuna. Afkan also here by the daughter of an Ammonite marrying a Ammoni, Zachar and Ammoni Nekeva, Gerim, Afkan, She'eno Barov Kal, Lobito Psula. So I would have said the daughter is Pasul. And therefore, that's what I would have thought, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan has to say, that Ksheira L'Kahuna. Says the Gemara, Malat Tzad HaShava Shevem Shekein Yesh Bahem Tzad Aveira. What do you mean? Maybe those earlier ones, Kohen Gadol and Ammana and Chalo, there is some Aveira associated. Unlike here, Ammoni and Ammonis. Right, there's no Aveira. So I wouldn't have had the Havamina. So we're back to the question. Rabbi Yochanan's Pashut. So the Gemara says, you're right. Maybe we're misunderstanding Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the daughter of a Ger Ammoni, he's not talking about a Ger Ammoni that marries a Gioris Ammonis. Dilma biv Ammoni shenasa bach tekzat vadai, b'Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael, kamrit. Rabbi Yochanan is telling me if an Ammoni marries a bas Yisrael, meaning ba'Aveira, Avagav to be also ba'avera bitok sheira. Is that what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? That if a Jew commits an avera, if an Ammoni, if a Bas Yisrael marries an Ammoni, so the child, the daughter, can still marry a Kohen. So Amar Le'in, yes, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. How do we know? Because we have an implicit Ashita elsewhere where he applies this heter. Techiyasa Rabin, when Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, De bas ger Ammoni or bas Mitzri Sheni, the daughter of a ger Ammoni or a Mitzri Sheni, that married a Bas Yisrael, right, a Ger Ammoni, or a Mitzri, that married a Bas Yisrael, and had a daughter, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksheri, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish Amar Psula, Reish Lakish Amar Psula, the Yolafami Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. As we just said a couple of lines ago, Reish Lakish is Pasul, you learn it from Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. The parents did an Avera, the child is Psula the Kahuna, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ksheri, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Ksheri, the daughter can marry a Kohen, why? The Tani, how do we know that? Rabbi Yochanan holds that. Because of the following implicit story. The Tani, Rabbi Zakkai Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zakkai said a brisa in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Said a drasha. Ki im besula me'am av yikach isha. It says by the Kohen Gadol that he has to take a besula. Lehavi, what does that include? Who is he allowed to marry? Lehavi giyores mikana. Shikshira lekuhuna. That's including a woman mikana from her nest. From where she comes from. What does that mean? Rashi explains. That means you have a daughter, in the first case that we just mentioned, whose parents are a Ger Ammoni and a Gioris Ammonis. That's Mikana, a purebred Ammonite that they converted. So she's Kshera Lekahuna. That's the drasha that Reb Zakkai told Reb Yochanan. Va'amale. And Reb Yochanan said to him, I'm going a step further. Ani shone amav me amav. So that's extra lahavi to include besula abami bezamamin. That could even include a besula, a daughter that comes from two nations. The adamrit gioris mekana besula, and you say no, the heter is only limited to where the parents are both Ammoni and Ammonis gioros. So what is Rabbi Yochanan referring to when he said that inclusion? Maichne amamin. What's he referring to? I even include a descendant, a child of two nations. So ilema Ammoni shenasa Ammonis. If it's an Ammoni that married an Ammonis, meaning Gerim, Umay Mishnei Ammon, and what does it mean, two nations? To Zachar, Masurim, and Akebos, Mutaros. What, that the males and females have different halachas, that's why they're considered two Ammonim? Hainu Gioris Mikana. But that's exactly what the Braisa said. Reb Zakkai quoted Reb Yochanan in that drasha. And Reb Yochanan said, no, I argue, I include something else. But that's what the original drasha was. That can't be what Reb Yochanan added. So, Ella, what must it be? Ba'amoni shenasa bas Yisrael. It must be that even the daughter, where the parents did an Avera, that's also included. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. The Ikat Amri, and the Gemara has a little different version of Rabbi Yochanan's response. He didn't say a daughter from somebody that came from two nations, but he said this. Amar le, ani shone amav me amav lohavi, besula haba mishnei amamin, ume am sheyesh bo shnei amamin. A little added. A besula that comes from two amamin from a nation that comes, that's two amamin in it. The Ad Amrik Yoris Mikana Vesulo, and you say only that. What's that including? It's the same exact case. Meaning, two nations, meaning a Yisraelis marrying an Ammoni, their daughter is Kshera, and one of those, the Ammonis, has two nations within them, Zachar and Akeva. Says the Gemara, what's the nafkamina between the two Lishnas? Ulahach Lishna, according to the second Lishna, Bas Mitzri Sheni, the Kshera Lakuna Minale, right, Bas Mitzri Sheni. Right, if a Mitzri Sheni is not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. So if a Yisraelis marries a Mitzri Sheni, that daughter is Kshera LeKahuna, Minale, how do we know that's, how does Rabbi Yochanan know that's true? Right, because what was his drasha? It has to be two nations that come from a nation that's from two nations. Mitzri, men and women are equal. So they're only one nation. It comes from parents of two nations, but neither of those parents come from two nations. V'chitem, and if you want to say the Yalef me Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael, and if you want to say you compare it, no. Mal Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael, shekei nekevos mutaros. Right? The nekevos are mutaros, and that's a kula. And that's why maybe we could be machria lahakel, that the daughter can marry a Kohen. So, Mitzri sheni shenasa mitzris shnia yochiach. No, what do you mean? There's another heter, and that is, this is a limited iser. We know the third generation is allowed in. And that kula should also provide and allow us to darshan that the daughter of a Yisraelis and a Mitzri Sheni should be Kshera LeKahuna. Says the Gemara, finishing up, Mala Mitzri Sheni Shinasa Mitzri Shnia Shkenim Biasa Bavera. But there's no Avera being done. Here, a Mitzri Sheni and a Yisraelis, there is an Avera being done. Amoni does about Yisrael Yochiach. Well, what do you mean? Amoni Mas Yisrael, that halacha of Rabbi Yochanan would prove that's wrong, because that's an aver being done, and the child is Kshera, the Chazar Adin V'chulu. So, putting everything together, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a Bas Yisrael violates an Avera and marries an Amoni or marries a Mitzri Sheni, that their daughter is Kshera Likehuna. An Amar of Yosef, Haidim de Shemana Lidr of Yehuda. This is exactly, I heard Rav Yehuda, the Amora, say, De Amar, Amav, Me Amav. I heard him make some type of drasha about Amav and Me Amav, but Lo Yadana Me Ka'amar, and I did not realize and know what he meant, and now I know. It was Rabbi Yochanan's Ha'ara. So we know, we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, that Mitzri and that Amon and Moab are counted as one Isser according to the Rambam and two Isserim according to the Ramban. What about Mitzri and Adomi? So that is counted as two separate Isserim, right? It's two separate Psukim. Lo sisa'ev Adomi ki achicha hu, lo sisa'ev Mitzri ki ger ha'yisa va'artso. That's two Psukim in Perachov Gimel in Dvarim. Right? Ba'anim ha'shi yivodam dar shlishi yavolem b'kal Hashem. The Chinuch has a number of points on that, these mitzvahs. Number one, he says, the second half of the pasuk, ba'anim ha'shi yivodam lahem, that's not counted as a mitzvah asay. You don't have to marry the dar shlishi. Al tishma midvarenu sheniya mitzuvim lehischatein im ha-mitzri o im ha-adomi achar shlosh adoros. She'en kavanas ha-kasev litzavosenu lischatein imam chalila. Doesn't mean that lechadchila, that's what you should look for. V'mishpachos ha-miyuchasos shebi Yisrael lo yardu mima'al asan lischatein imam. They're not better than regular Jews. Avol yimna'enu ha-kasev mehirchik chitunam betaynes iser. But it just means third generation, you should not say, oh, it's usser and therefore I can't. That would be a ziyaf ha-Torah. That's mutter, and you can't say it's usser. The yodienu shame by nisser klal, to make sure everybody realizes that there's no isser in the third generation, realize it is mutter. Relating to the shorish hamitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says, shlo nisnaig v'isser im zera edom v'lo nachikem v'kel v'chomer, we're not compared to, it's not like the Amon and Moab, because they were pretty bad, but they did a little bit of good for us, right? They gave us an achsanya. Unbelievable, right? They were terrible. They threw our babies into the river. But because they gave us a little place to live, maybe before they became bad, that little tov is not batel berov ra. Okay, let's continue. Third wide line. Kiyasa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Hachi Tana Kamei. So there's a brisa that we're going to relate to our whole discussion. The brisa is going to be somewhat unclear until we explain it all. So what's the brisa? Isha Amon is Kshera. That's pretty straightforward. A female Ammonite is Shera. Bina me Ammoni pasal. Her child from an Ammonite is pasal. We'll have to see what that means. Ubita me Ammoni Shera. Her son from an Ammonite is pasal. Her daughter from an Ammonite is Shera. Bamedvar mamurim ba Ammoni va Ammonis. Shen is Gairu. This applies to when they convert. Avo bita me Ammoni psula. Only when is the son, the daughter, Shera? Only if they converted. But daughter from Ammoni is psula. So what does all that mean? What does that brisa mean? We're going to go through each line. Says the Gemara, Amar le puktani levra. When Rabbi Yochanan heard this brisa, we don't even know what it means yet, so when he heard the brisa, he said, go take this brisa outside, meaning, I disagree with it. So what did Rabbi Yochanan disagree? So we're going to end up saying, he's going to think this brisa is arguing on what we just said he holds, and that's why he says puktani levra. So let's go through it slowly. So my da'amrit isha amonis, Kshera, the first line, Isha Amonis is Kshera, fine, Amoni v'lo Amonis, that's the Din Daraisa. Bina me Amoni pasul, what does it mean? A child, her child from an Ammonite is pasul, Taha Amonihu. Why? Because he is an Ammonite, right? All male Ammonites, right? The only question we were talking about was before the females. But if an Ammoni and Ammonis have a child, that a boy, the boy is an Ammon, Ammon, and that's it. He's an Ammonite, so there we go, the Hochen Achar Ha'av. And therefore, he's usher to marry Bakal. Ubita me amoni kshera. But if it's a daughter, it's kshera. So lamai, what does it mean kshera to? Ilema lavo bakal. Doesn't mean she can marry in. Hashta ima kshera himi bai. The mother can marry in. If the mother was born an Ammonite, she can marry in. That can't be what it's referring to. The daughter who was born as a Jew, because the Ammonite already converted? Of course, that girl can marry in. So ela lekahuna, it must be the next step. An Ammonite cannot marry a Kohen, but the daughter of an Ammonite can marry a Kohen. So that's what the next line must mean. Bina me Ammoni pasul, the son is a pasul, but the daughter is Kshera. But now we continue, the next line of the Brisa. Ba'amedvar mamurim ba'amoni ba'amonishin is Gairu. This is all only if they have converted. Avobita me amoni psula. But a daughter from an Ammonite's puzzle. So what is that referring to? My bita me amoni. Ilema amoni shenasa almonis hainugioris mikana. We already said that daughter's ksherula kahuna. Right? If both parents converted. Ella amoni shenasa, and they didn't do anything wrong. Ella amoni shenasa bas Yisrael. It must be referring to a case that an amoni marries a bas Yisrael. And what does the Braisa say? Psula le kahuna. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan got upset. Amar le puktani levra. He got upset because he argued with that case. Good. Finishing up now, last section for today. Mitzri v'adomi einam asurim. A Mitzri and Adomi are only usur until the third generation, v'chulu. So therefore, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah said, if in a case where the men are eternally usur, the women are mutter right away, so a Mitzri and Adomi, where they're only usur for two generations, surely the women should be mutter right away. So they say back to him, no, we have a taina against you. My tshuva, what would they have said back to Reb Shimon? Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum di'ika lemeimar arayos yochichu. What do you mean? What about arayos? Shelo asur en elash losha doros, which arayos are only usur. Three generations, meaning somebody's great-granddaughter is usur to them, right? Their bas bito is usur to them, granddaughter is usur to them, right? Three generations, grandfather, son, and daughter. So, and echad zochar v'echad nekevah. And there's no difference between men and women there, right? So that's also a limited isur, and yet there's no difference between the zacharim and the nekevos, right? Bas bito and bas bino are both usur. So too, Mitzri and Adomi. Even though it's a limited isser, you should say there's no difference between men and women. The Rabbanan say back to Reb Shimon. Say to Reb Shimon back, no, ma'al arayish ken karis. No, maybe that's more machmir because there's an isser karis by arayis. So Gemara says, mamzer yochia. What do you mean mamzer? Mamzer and mamzeris are both usser, and there's no karis. So you see there's no difference between men and women. Ma'ala mamzer ken ein aroy lavo bakal olam. No, mamzer is eternal. And that's why maybe men and women both included. Arayas yuchicho. No, go back. Arayas are temporary, and they are us are both men and women. So put these two together. V'chazer adin, l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, v'loroi zeh k'roi zeh. Both of them don't have each other's problem. Hasarashav shebehen she'asurin. They are both usur, mamzer and arayos. V'chazer v'echan akevas. And both men and women are included. Af ani avi mitzri u'mitzris, she'yu asurin, echazachar v'echan akevas. So to mitzri and mitzris, I would include both equally. Says Reb Shimon back, Ma'ala Tzad HaShavashen, Shekin Yishpen Tzad Kares. They both have some Kares involved. Moms are the parents, and Arias the acted right now. So, therefore, I reject that model. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say no. Michalal Dechai Ve'asei Ukrab Lazer Ben Yaakov. One more point back, the Rabbanan say no. According to Lazer Ben Yaakov, Chai Ve'asei also create chalalim. And therefore what? So Rashi adds in what the conversation is. Look at the eighth wide line or so in Rashi. V'achi parchi le'rabban le'rab Shimon. This is the point. Arayos yochichu. Right? So it's really a triple team. Arayos prove that, right, you can have a temporary isser and includes women. Ay, this kares. Chalal dechai ve'aseh yochiach. There is no kares there. And the daughter is still aser, just like the son. Right, ma'ala chalal ayitziraso ba'avira, and that's why arayos yuchichu. So you team up arayos and actually only two. You only need arayos and this case of chalal according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umay loki, right? And what about? So what does Reb Shimon say back to them? So hachi achka amar luhu lidi dilos fir lidi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so I don't have any models. That's why I say the women are mutaros. Lidi tchu the sfir lidi Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Halacha ani omer, but according to you, all like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I'm still saying a halacha, and therefore you have to accept it. You have to accept it. And Tanya Amar Lahen Reb Shimon Halacha ani omer vaon mikra misai eni. And even the pasuk supports me. Banim v'lo banos. The pasuk only mentions banim. Banim ashe yivaldu, right, at the lo banos, and therefore women would be mutaros according to Reb Shimon. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tanur Rabbanan, and by Hashem, we will continue in the coming days.